Radio 92.3. Campaign 2026.
This is where the fun begins.
Every step, every day.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg. We're hoping she's going to be back in studio on Monday. In the meantime, it is Frisky Friday, so we have Mai Morris from Pensacola Humane Society in studio with me, and she's brought a couple of guests with her as well. So first of all, welcome to the show.
And good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great.
Great. And introduce our two guests.
Oh, I have Haley Bradshaw and Marissa Winsky with me from Market Mutts. And they're also sponsoring a event this weekend at Portside Pickle.
Okay. So talk to me about Portside Pickle and the event that you're doing.
So basically, we wanted to partner with them. They actually reached out to us, and they knew that we'd done some volunteer work with the Humane Society, and they wanted to do a charity event to showcase dogs and help them to get adopted. And they also wanted to incorporate pickleball with it. So we just sort of, Marissa and I have been working with them to get it all put together, and it's going to be the last Sunday of June, July, and August.
Okay, is there a cost to attend?
So it's free to attend. You can, however, purchase open play, which is $20 a ticket. So it's 2 hours of pickleball, and half the proceeds go towards the Humane Society.
Okay. And are you looking for sponsors for the event at all?
We are. We're looking for vendors. So it's the last Sunday of every month, and it's called Dog Days of Summer. So really, we're looking for food vendors. We're looking for beverage vendors, pet suppliers. It can be really anything, but the audience is really active people who like being outside.
Okay. Is it pet friendly?
It's very pet friendly.
Okay. So they can bring their
you can bring your
dog with them?
The owners have a dog named Birdie that is on the pickleball courts almost daily.
She is.
Nice.
She's a staple over there.
All right.
And the Humane Society will be bringing our big adoption bus out. We'll have puppies and dogs available for people to meet that will be available for adoption on the spot.
Okay. Yeah. So for the people that want to adopt or they're thinking about that, can they see the animals ahead of time? What kind of things should they bring with them to the event to be ready for that?
Okay. Well, you can go to www.pensacolahumane.org and go and search under our adoptable pets, and you can see all the animals that we have available for adoption there. You can also pre-apply for adoption and get approved before you get there to speed up the process. You really don't need to bring anything to the event. If you want to adopt a puppy, we're going to have, when you adopt a dog with us, we send you home with enough food and bowls, a leash, and a harness to get you through for a couple days until you can get to the store and hook them up.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to talk about with the event before we move on?
Well, even if you're not ready to adopt, I wanted to mention fostering. Both Haley and I have fostered. We've co-fostered animals, so shared responsibility, where you bring home a dog and maybe you take them for a week out of the kennel situation and you get them into a home environment, get them on walks. The Humane Society gives you all the supplies that you need for that, so there's no cost to you. It's just it gives them more beds and more opportunities to get more dogs out. So fostering is also a possibility if you're not ready for a long-term commitment.
Okay.
Exactly.
Sounds good. And do you have animals right now that need fostering?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, we had a couple of glory stories this morning. We've Marissa is a longtime foster with us, and she had one of our longest residents in her home and named Laddie, and he recently got adopted.
Yay.
And, you know, the great thing about fostering with us, and it's so easy to do, you can apply online at the same website, just, you know, drop down on how you can help, click on the foster application and fill it out, watch a little PowerPoint on what our expectations are of you, and you can come down to the shelter and pick out a dog and take them home. We have plenty of foster opportunities, and it just makes the dog better prepared to go out into a home when
Absolutely.
They're already in a home.
Yeah. And you do offer training and support for people as well.
Absolutely. We have a foster coordinator named Christina. She's available 24/7 by cell phone, and we're there, you know, during our regular hours, and we're able to offer whatever support that our fosters need.
Okay. And you do stay in touch with people too. You ask them, how's it going? Is there anything we can do to help out, right?
Yes, sir. And we also provide the medical care and vetting that the animals need during that time.
Okay. And like you said, you also send them home with everything that they need.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. The supplies, if they need a slow feeder, a maize bowl, because they eat their food fast, the types of food that they're on, even some of their favorite toys. And if they're a larger dog, they'll send home a bed, too.
Yeah.
And are you looking for short-term fosters as well as long-term?
Well, that's what's interesting, and I love that the Market Mutts ladies are here with me to discuss that. We're looking for fosters. If you can just take the dog, any of our dogs, out of the shelter and get them out and about, and, you know, they take them to the markets on the weekends. If you can just come in and check out a dog for a few hours, or you can take it home for a weekend or a week or a longer term. It's really up to the foster. We're really laid back as to how, you know, we want to make sure that we're not burning anybody out and that the dog gets the best experience. But I think Marissa can tell you a little bit more about that.
We think of it as like Market Mutts started with Haley. She started doing Market Mutts, bringing a dog every Saturday to the market from the Pensacola Humane Society to try and get them fostered or adopted. But it's kind of morphed into something more. So, for example, the Blue Wahoos offered Dog on Tuesday. I brought Laddie to Dog on Tuesday, and they put his picture up with a QR code, and, you know, got some visibility for him there. We've taken them to trivia events before that are outside. Really, any outdoor event is a great place for a dog wearing an Adopt Me harness.
Sure. And actually, I think I have seen those dogs walking through the Palafox Market,
you
right?
You probably have.
Yeah, you've definitely seen us, I'm sure. We're there most Saturdays. And it really started just because I didn't know, and I think a lot of people feel this way, they don't know how to start. You know, it's like, how do I volunteer? How much? Like, what's the commitment level? Like, I didn't know how to get started. And, you know, I felt like I couldn't change the world, but I can change one little corner, you know, my corner.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 2 hours on a Saturday. And sometimes I do it every Saturday. Sometimes I do it once a month. I mean, it just depends. And you don't have, it's not a huge commitment. You know, you can just do it at your own pace, at your own speed, and every little bit helps. So it's like, I think people get overwhelmed with the thought of, you know, how much they have to commit to it, you know, and you really don't. I mean, just taking a dog out for 2 hours on a Saturday is a game changer for them. It's very crowded in the shelters and it's loud and it also brings awareness. Even if people aren't ready to adopt, you know, they're thinking about it now because they see it. So, you know, I think that's the biggest takeaway for me is, like, you don't have to do all the things. You can just do one little thing at a time.
Absolutely. Yeah. So is Market Mutts the both of you, or do you have a lot of volunteers who help as well?
It is just the both of us for is, right yeah. now.
Okay.
Occasionally we have friends, and we invite people to kind of join us, if you will.
That was my question. Are you looking for recruits?
Yes, definitely.
We always. Are. We are always looking. We're on Instagram, Market Mutts of Pensacola. We're looking for people. People have reached out to us about it, but they actually haven't joined us yet.
Yeah, we've got a lot of interested parties, though. So, and I have actually seen a couple people doing it independently. So I feel like that's been huge.
Yeah.
See, you know, running into people that are taking the dogs out. So I'm like, it's catching on. It's got some legs under it now. No pun intended.
I think there's a pun. So Instagram is the best way to get a hold of you if they're interested in doing that. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Market Mutts of Pensacola, and we showcase all the dogs on there. We take them to the market. We take pictures of them. We post the pictures. Really, Marissa ran with that. I started it, and then I just am not a social media person, so I handed it off to Marissa, and she's been doing great work with it. So she really keeps up with it, and she posts all the dogs and the success stories, and so it's moving now.
That's fantastic.
And it's nice because with the vendors and stuff at the market, we give them some publicity too. So some of the vendors will offer free doggy treats or things like that, and we can post about them as well. And
oh, nice.
Say, you know, Laddie likes this type of treat, or, oh, wow, this one. Yeah. You know, so it gets us really involved with the vendors as well. And we recently had a vendor adopt one of our Market Mutt dogs that had been there 5 or 6 times.
Oh, nice.
And she is a local artist, and she just kept seeing him. And every week she was like, if he's here again, I'm going to adopt him. And then she did.
5 weeks later.
So do you get a lot of interaction with the folks that are at the market?
We do.
Curiosity about the animal that you bring?
Yep. I've gotten a lot of questions about Laddie since he just got adopted. Everybody is asking where he went, how's he doing, that sort of thing.
They track the journey a bit, too. I mean, they see us most Saturdays, so they all have gotten to know us fairly well. And so especially when we, you know, recurring dogs, we bring the same one back. I feel like they've been following along on our journey.
They follow their stories.
Yeah. So are you at the market every week?
I'm almost at the market every week unless I'm traveling. Typically.
Okay. Okay. So if people want to come see an animal, they just got to go to Palafox Market. Do a plug for them real quick. So the Palafox Market happens what day, what time, when can people be on the lookout for the animals?
Saturday mornings, we typically pick the dogs up between 10 and 11 a.m., and the shelter closes at 2, so we try to get them back between 1 and 1:30 so that they have a little bit of time to get reacclimated. But we also encourage people to come back to the Humane Society with us. They have something called Bud's Backyard, which is a perfect place to do meet and greets. They can do meet and greets there. If they have another dog, you can do a meet and greet there. Or if you just want to see the dog off the leash, it's a perfect opportunity to kind of get to know that dog a little.
Okay. Definitely. We'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
Summer is here, and Prim and Popper is ready. From officially licensed Blue Angels and U.S. Navy merchandise to custom engraving and branded promotional products, they do it all right here in Gulf Breeze. Shopping for yourself, buying a gift, or putting your logo on something your customers will actually keep? Go see them. Visit primandproper.com or stop by their shop in Gulf Breeze, located in the heart of Proper on the way to Pensacola Beach. Prim and Proper, officially licensed, locally loved.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's fan favorites Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs. High-energy rock, R&B, swing, funk, soul, and one of the funkiest horn sections anywhere. It's Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs at Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, it's the roundup event for Faber House at the Escambia County Equestrian Center on Mobile Highway. Wear your best Western gear and enjoy the live music and great barbecue for a great cause. See faberhouse.org for more. Saturdays from 9 till 2, stroll through more than 200 local vendors in downtown Pensacola's Palafox Market, named by Southern Living as Florida's best farmers market. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi. But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3. You don't want rumors.
You want confirmation.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
You want confirmation.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg once again. Maya Morris from the Pensacola Humane Society joins us for Frisky Friday. She's also got Marissa and Haley from Market Mutts in the studio with me as well. And we're talking a little bit about their event coming up, the Dog Days of Summer. And Maya, I know that you had some additional questions you wanted to follow up on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. First of all, this weekend, last weekend, we had a banner weekend. We did the Petco Love Mega Adoption Event. We adopted out 23 of our pets out of the shelter. We're able to bring 23 more in right away and took them off the streets. So that was amazing. This weekend, we have a couple of events coming up. Of course, Sunday, we're going to talk about that a little further about the Portside Pickle event. But we also have a Adopt Joy event at PetSmart. Tomorrow, we'll be there at 10:30, be there until around 12:30 with puppies and dogs for everyone to meet. And that's a great opportunity for them to adopt a new family member. On Sunday, from beginning at 8 a.m., we have an event over at Portside Pickle. And I'm going to throw it over to Haley and Marissa to tell everybody a little bit more about that.
So we're pretty excited about it, especially for the dog and pickleball lovers out there. I'm an avid pickleball player myself, as is Marissa. We're out there a good bit. It's a beautiful place. It's right on the water. There's a little restaurant, bar. There'll be a food truck. We're hoping for some vendors as well. And then the dogs will be there, I believe, between 10 and 11. Or sorry, 8 and 11.
Yes, correct. I'll be there at 8 o'clock.
So you can see them. It'll be a big bus, air-conditioned. You can come and check out the puppies. If you want to adopt, you can adopt on the spot. And then you can also play pickleball. If you don't know how to play, they have people there that can teach you. And then there will be open play, like we said, for $20 from 8 to 10 as well.
Which kind of vendors are you looking for? Are there any gaps that you're kind of hoping to fill?
Yeah, I mean, we'd love, obviously, anything dog-oriented would be cool. Mm-hmm. But really food, drinks, anything. Just to make it more of an event and
local artists.
Okay.
You know, really Portside Pickle, it's, you know, a family run business and they've got three dogs themselves. And, you know, they just want to promote that it is a pet-friendly location, pet-friendly business, also support the Humane Society at the same time. So it just kind of makes sense.
Okay. How many vendors can you accommodate?
I think, what are they were looking for?
We're looking to have about 10 vendors.
Okay.
Each for each event.
And I know you mentioned that you're looking for sponsors. Is there a cost to be a vendor as well, to have a tent
yes,
or table?
Yes, there is a cost to be a vendor.
Okay.
We have a vendor agreement that needs to be filled out. If you sign up for all two or all three events, you do get a discount. So there's that. And while the dogs are only going to be there 2 hours, the vendors are open to stay for the whole day if they want to stay.
Okay. And how many dogs do you have in attendance? Just out of curiosity.
How many dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Gonna bring a bunch?
What did you call them? We just got a litter of...
Oh, God. Potwilers.
Potwilers.
Okay.
And Rottweilers.
Poodle, Rottweiler puppies. They're adorable. They just went up on the Pensacola Humane Society site. So mm-hmm. if you are interested in a little doodle puppy, we've got 6 of them available now. We're going to be bringing them out, as well as Madonna, who did a professional photo shoot with Marissa.
Madonna did go down to Portside Pickle the other morning for a photo shoot. She did great. She's 4 years old, 27 pounds, great dog, very well behaved, a little shy, but warms up and would be a great family dog.
Yeah, Madonna's going to be there, and that just made sense that Madonna had a photo shoot. So she's that girl.
Absolutely.
We're also going to be bringing out some more adult dogs as well. So, mm-hmm. you know, they're welcome to come out, hug some puppies. If you're not ready to adopt yet, come out and just get some puppy love.
Yeah.
We'd love that.
We love the support.
You mentioned pickleball. So is the pickleball courts going to be open during that time?
Yes. There's 7 courts. Mm-hmm. There will be some open courts. You know, there's kind of open play, but then there's also some professional play.
Yes. And you can reserve courts as well. There's a lot of different ways to play. So the open play, you just go, you put your paddle in, you play with whoever. It's just kind of a little bit of a free-for-all, but it's fun.
Merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could just move around, you play with whoever is out there. If you want to reserve a court for your friends, you can also do that. They usually do them in hour increments. The open play is usually a 2-hour block. But like I said, all the proceeds for that, or 50% of those proceeds, are going to go towards the Humane Society.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. And you said it's absolutely free?
It is. Yep, it's free to attend. You don't have to, you have to pay to play pickleball, but yeah. It's free to attend and come check out the vendors and the dogs and hang out. There's like I said, there's food and drinks. There's a bar there. So lots of fun things to do.
Okay, fantastic. Any other additional questions, Mai?
Since the bus is going to be there, we are always open to accept donations for our animals, mm-hmm. specifically one of our bigger programs that we have going on, which is called Pet Pantry. You can go look at our Amazon wish list. Any type of pet food we're willing to accept if you just have something left over or your dog didn't like it. And anytime the bus is out, we're open to take donations from people.
Okay. This is Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3.
Hi, folks. This is Bulldog attorney Dan Stewart. The Blue Angels inspire a culture of excellence. Abused or homeless children do not have a jury of their peers. Let's inspire a culture of excellence to protect our children.
With Bulldog Dan, we make it clear every child is wanted here.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. It is Frisky Friday. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me right now is Maya Morris from Pensacola Immune Society, as well as my son, Healy, from Market and Mutz. And talking about the dog days of summer, but we're also talking about opportunities to foster and volunteer in the community as well. Maya, kick us off with that.
We're looking to expand our foster base. We only have 19 dog kennels available at the shelter at this time. By expanding our foster base, that also allows us to expand our reach in rescuing animals. So that's why we're really, really encouraging people, just in any capacity that they can, to try to welcome a dog into your home if you're able. The way you can do that is go to our website, click on how to help. And in the drop-down menu, you'll see a foster and volunteer applications. Just apply there, and we'll very quickly move you forward to get you placed with an animal in your home. And Haley and I were talking earlier, you know, a lot of people are like, you know, the only animals available at the shelter right now are, you know, mixed breeds. You know, they don't have what I'm looking for. I can tell you that over the past couple months, we've had several different purebreds go through. We just had recently a foster to adopt of a Belgian Malinois that was placed with a former law enforcement officer who to be trained as a service dog yesterday. Mm. We've adopted out a Westie the other day. We've had purebred Chihuahuas come through. We've had Pomeranians come through. So if you could just take the time, go to our website, check it regularly, and see if there's the type of dog that you want before you look over the shelter as somewhere where you can't get exactly the type of dog you want.
Yeah,
because they'll come through eventually. But we really encourage people to do that. We also encourage you, if you can't help by fostering or volunteering, if you could just donate food, supplies. We're always looking for used blankets, used towels, bleach, cleaning supplies. Anything that you've got, just drop it off at the front porch of the shelter. We will bring it in and we'll put it to good use.
Okay. For volunteer opportunities, what kind of activities are the volunteers doing?
Okay. We have all kinds of volunteers. We have in-kennel volunteers, out-of-the-kennel volunteers. I use volunteers at my events to help me walk dogs, to help me prepare for the events and set up for the events. We also have volunteers that come in and clean our cat rooms and walk our dogs and do the laundry and help clean up and do maintenance around the shelter. And we have volunteers, of course, like Marissa and Haley, who, you know, take our dogs out and show them a good time. And I want to be able to give them a little bit of time to finish up talking about what they wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
And I do want to give Haley her flowers because she brought one of the market mutts out for a day out in the market. And within 2 hours later, there was a family that came in and adopted the dog that she was walking.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it's a great program.
He did most of the work. He was pretty cute. But no, it's great. It's a good time. It's fun. You get to meet new people as well. I mean, I've met so many wonderful people, and they keep up with me, and they send me pictures of the dogs that get adopted. And I don't even know. I think we're at maybe 15 since we started.
We're broaching 20 in about a year, just by taking them to the market.
People will follow you back. They follow us back to the shelter, and they fill out the paperwork. So it's very rewarding. It's very rewarding to see them get placed with homes.
Is there an age restriction to foster or volunteer?
Yes. 16 and 17-year-olds can volunteer in our shelter with a parent or guardian. That applies to events as well. If you're over 18, you're open to volunteer or foster at any time.
Okay. And how do people reach you?
You can go to www.pensacolahumane.org, or you can give us a call at 850-432-4250.
All right. Thank you all for being here today.
Thank you so much.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most.
News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.